So maybe you could pick a patient from your own practice to present back to me who actually had surgery for 3A disease, just to sort of give us a better perspective of the kind of patient you think would be appropriate for this strategy.
Sure. I can just tell you someone I saw the other day in clinic because it's a routine occurrence. And this is a, you know, a young, healthy guy, 60 years old, a practicing attorney, I believe. And interestingly, amazingly, asymptomatic, 5-centimeter left upper lobe tumor that was found because he was having some shoulder discomfort, but he has, you know, known rotator cuff injuries, whatever. And for whatever reason, I think because of that or because of even some unrelated processes, you would imagine, they wound up getting a chest x-ray. And lo and behold, here is this 5-centimeter asymptomatic mass. Who is this patient? Is he an active smoker? No. This is the crisis of lung cancer in America, right? It's 50 million reformed smokers. These are the patients at highest risk for developing lung cancer, and in whom we see the most lung cancer now are the prior, you know, reformed smokers. He had smoked, I think, 30 pack years, quit 20 years ago. So he gets worked up. He gets a needle biopsy. It's an adenocarcinoma. He gets full staging, you know, PET CT. He hadn't had a brain MR, but we asked that they get that. And the PET CT comes back with what? Ragingly positive in the tumor. In his left upper lobe, some hilar nodes, N1 nodes, so stage 2 disease, and then some questionable shoddy nodes in his aortico-pulmonary window, you know, AP window. So technically, low-level activity in those nodes, slightly enlarged in the AP window, they're staging this patient as T2, N2, stage 3A adenocarcinoma, which is fine. He has not had invasive staging of his mediastinum, either by endobronchial ultrasound now, which is becoming more in vogue and is minimally invasive, or even by good old-fashioned mediastinoscopy, or in this case, a little anterior chamberlain mediastinotomy, all safe, whatever. And the question is what to do. And he actually self-referred, truth be told. And he had been told, look, this is 3A disease, and you know, you got a 20% chance of survival. And if you're lucky, you'll get chemo radiation therapy. And in fairness, was being offered, and this is another peeve and a problem in the community, is that if you're going to give a patient, let's say, presume 3A disease, chemo radiation therapy, then you more or less have to give them what is the evidence-based standard. And the evidence-based standard, Neil, as you know for sure, is full systemic chemotherapy, which is typically cisplatinum and etoposide, you know, the SWOG 8805, whatever, 9904 protocol. So full dose cis etoposide every 3 weeks plus full-on radiation. You know, and we're pushing the radiation dose to 50, 60 gray minimum now. But of course, he wasn't being offered that because in the community, granted, you know, there is some toxicity, but for the most part, well tolerated. So he was going to get weekly carbotaxol, which is fine and everything. But the problem I have with that is it's subtherapeutic systemic therapy and then daily, you know, radiation therapy to 5,000 rads. So we looked at the situation, talked to him and said, firstly, you got to complete the staging. So what does that mean? Well, he's had a PET CT, had a biopsy. You think, you know, it is what it is, should be squared away. But he hadn't had a brain MR. And I think if you have a 5-6-centimeter adenocarcinoma, especially with hilar nodal disease, you have higher than the average 10 to 15% occult brain met rate. And you need to rule that out. Because, of course, if there's a brain met, then I'm not saying we don't occasionally do lobectomies after systemic therapy for those patients, but certainly that is a whole other situation for isolated M1 stage 4. So we ordered the brain MR. You know, he's getting it today or tomorrow, whatever. Let's presume for the sake of argument the brain MR is negative. Totally asymptomatic. Nice guy. We'll hope for the best. And I think it will be.